Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Kuf Vav Zivachim 106. Today's Daf Yomi begins a new chapter of Zivachim, chapter 13, which is called Ashochei V'Amal. And the chapter as a whole deals with one who brings in a sacrificial offering and or offers it on an altar outside of the courtyard of the temple. So both of those actions, slaughtering the animal or bringing it as an offering outside of the courtyard of the temple, is something which, if done intentionally, is liable for a kares penalty, death from heaven, or if done accidentally, is liable for a chatos, a sin offering. The first Mishnah actually goes on a tangent and discusses a matter that's a dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. And the matter relates to the fact that Leviticus chapter 7, verse 20, states that a nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim, somebody who's going to eat the flesh of a sacrifice, v'tumaso olah, and if this person is tamei, the person will get kares if they do it intentionally, and if they do it accidentally, they will have to bring a chatas, a sin offering. That's the prohibition of eating sacrificial meat while you're in a state of ritual impurity. So the dispute is as follows in our Mishnah. It says our Mishnah, the position of the sages is hatamei sha'achal bein kodesh tamei ubein kodesh Tahor Chayiv. So a person who is Tamei, who eats the sacrificial meat accidentally, whether they are eating this meat while they are, whether the meat itself is Tamei, meaning to say they're eating this meat while the meat itself is Tamei, or whether the meat is Tahor, or whether the meat is ritually pure, in either circumstance, they're going to be liable for a sin offering. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglieli comes along and says, no, only Tamei She'achal Tahor. When is he going to be liable for a sin offering? Only if the person who is ritually impure eats meat, sacrificial meat that is ritually pure. Then he's going to be liable. However, Tamei She'achal Tamei, but if he is Tamei and he eats sacrificial meat that is also Tamei, he is going to be exempt from bringing a sin offering. She'achal El Dover Tamei, because in that circumstance, he's not really eating sacrificial meat because he's eating meat that's ritually impure. And the prohibition of kares is for eating meat specifically that is in a state of ritual impurity. And so therefore, a state of ritual purity. And so therefore, since he is ritually impure and he's eating meat that is also ritually impure, he's not going to be liable for a sin offering. That is the position of Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, and the Gemara is going to discuss later on his reasoning. But comes along the Chachamim and they argue with Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. They said, "Af tamei she'achal es ha'tahor kiven she'nagobo timu." They said, if a person, even if he is Tamei, if he touches Tahor meat, once he touches it, he's going to make it ritually impure. And so therefore, under those circumstances, he's going to be liable, even though the meat is Tamei. And so therefore, how can you argue that if he eats Tamei meat, he's not liable for a sin offering, when basically every time a person eats this Tamei meat, he's indeed eating meat that, even every time a person eats Tahor meat, by virtue of the fact that he's touching it, he's actually eating Tamei meat. This is the argument that the Chachamim bring against Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. So this argument is actually raised with respect to a question about in the Maria Levi, with respect to there is a righteous person who became sick, not deathly ill, but he became sick that he wasn't able to walk well, and the doctor suggested that he take medicine that was non-kosher fish, and it was wrapped in a pill and like a capsule. And so the Maria Levi allows it because he says this is not the normal manner of eating, and so since it's not the normal manner of eating because it's wrapped in a pill, therefore he says it's okay to take this non-kosher fish because the non-kosher fish is wrapped in a pill. And a proof that he brings for this is from our Mishnah, because what do the rabbis say? The rabbis say every time you touch the meat, indeed, even if the meat itself is tahor, by virtue of the fact that he is tamei, he's going to make the meat tamei. And so there, but the Maria Levi says, well, what Rabbi Yossi Aglieli could have responded was that it's possible to eat the meat without the meat becoming tamei by wrapping it in some sort of structure that would prevent it from becoming tamei, and then indeed the meat would not become tamei, and he would still be eating it. So from the fact that they don't give that answer, we see that actually wrapping the meat in some sort of protective structure before eating it is not considered to be eating at all, and therefore the person is not going to be liable with respect to eating something that is tahor that becomes tameh by him eating it, because it's not considered to be eating it at all. So even though it doesn't become tameh, he's not going to be liable. And indeed, the Minchas Yisok discusses this exact question with respect to vitamins. Vitamins oftentimes will have something which is not kosher. For example, they would, let's say, come from a part of the animal which is not kosher, but they're wrapped around a protective form, a capsule of some sort, and indeed the vitamins are not life-threatening to take any specific vitamin, so would it be permitted to eat the vitamins under these circumstances? So he also raises the fact that Tosfos suggests, how do we know that the person didn't have somebody else who is tahor stick the food into his mouth, and thereby the person is eating in a state of ritual impurity? So we can imagine such a scenario, and from the fact that Tosfos don't raise the possibility of wrapping something in a protective structure and then putting it down your mouth, it must be that Tosfos is of the opinion that that type of eating is not considered eating. And so if we adopt this logic, we would say that that a vitamin or a medicine that's not kosher, that's wrapped in a pill, is not, technically speaking, considered eating, because that's not the way people normally eat. And so therefore, if we adopt that logic, this would be something that would be permitted under those circumstances to eat vitamins even without a hashkacha, even without a kosher supervision, and to take this non-kosher medicine even without a specific life-threatening situation. That is the argument of the Minchas Yitzchak.